You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the trends in the market, the rains in Maharashtra, the latest in China's Evergrande debt crisis to the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of September 29th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex was down 250 points at close, whereas Nifty ended at 17,700. China's Evergrande is facing a coupon payment deadline, and therefore, investors are bracing for a rough ride. Heavy rains have lashed Maharashtra, and over 560 people have been rescued so far. Meanwhile, the center has extended COVID-19 restrictions till October 31st. The Pfizer vaccine for kids may not be available until November. Moving on, Future Group has got the NCLT nod to conduct shareholders meeting for deal with Reliance. Housing sales have seen a big slump during the July to September period as average prices went up by around 3%. Meanwhile, Taliban has written to India to resume flights to Afghanistan. I'll also share with you the key changes that will come into effect from October 1st. First up, let's take a look at the market. The Indian equity benchmark indices closed in the red for the second straight session following the gap down opening today, tracking weakness from global markets. The 30s group Sensex closed at 59,413, plunging 250 points, while the Nifty 50 index surged 37 points to end at 17,711. The broader markets, however, outperformed the benchmarks as mid caps surged 1% and small caps rose 0.5%. Next is an update on China's Evergrande debt crisis. With liabilities of $305 billion, Evergrande has sparked concerns that its problems could spread through China's financial system and reverberate around the world, a worry that has eased as damage has so far been concentrated in the property sector. The group faces its next test in public markets as the deadline for a bond coupon payment of offshore investors nears. Evergrande plans to sell a 9.99 billion yuan or $1.5 billion stake it owns in the Shenzhen Bank to a state-owned asset management company. The move underscores how Evergrande, once China's top-selling developer and now expected to be one of the largest ever restructurings in the country, is prioritizing domestic creditors over offshore bondholders. Moving on to news on the health front. Ahead of the festive season, the center has extended COVID-19 restrictions till October 31st. The move comes as localized spread of the virus is still being reported in a few states. In a letter to all states and union territories, the center has stated that COVID cases may surge during the festive season if caution is thrown to the wind. The states have been told to maintain utmost vigil in respect of mass gathering events. The government has also reiterated that vaccination of eligible age groups must be accelerated. Meanwhile, Pfizer has submitted a research to the US Food and Drug Administration on the effectiveness of its COVID-19 vaccine in children in the age group of 5 to 11. However, the shots may not be available until November. Pfizer has tested a lower dose of shots in children. The drug maker said last week that the researchers found the vaccine developed coronavirus-fighting antibody levels in children that were just as strong as those found in teenagers and young adults getting regular strength doses. Moving on to heavy rains that have lashed Maharashtra. At least 13 people have died in heavy showers, floods, and lightning in parts of the states. According to officials, more than 560 people have been rescued after the NDRF was mobilized and helicopters were deployed in the region. Besides, more than 200 cattle perished or were washed away and a number of houses were damaged in the torrential rains. Mumbai suburbs, meanwhile, are expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall today. Next up, the National Company Law Tribunal has allowed Kishore Biyani-led Future Group firms to hold meetings of its shareholders and creditors to seek approval for the sale of assets to Reliance Retail. According to reports, the NCLT bench has dismissed the application filed by Amazon opposing the scheme of merger of the Future Group companies. On the real estate front, housing sales have seen a big jump in the July to September period. This was witnessed across 7 major cities in India on the back of low mortgage rates and hiring in IT and ITS sectors. According to property consultant Anurag, residential property sales during this period jumped twofold to 62,800 units. Housing prices appreciated by 3% across the 7 cities to 5,760 rupees per square feet in the third quarter of 2021 calendar year from rupees 5,600 per square feet year on year. Moving on, Taliban has urged for the resumption of flights between India and Afghanistan. Taliban-controlled Afghanistan's Civil Aviation Authority has written to Indian Aviation Regulator, Directorate General of Civil Aviation, to resume commercial flights between the two countries. This comes as Afghanistan's airspace was declared as uncontrolled and was closed for civilian flights on August 16th after the Taliban took control of Kabul. Since then, India had stopped all commercial flight operations to Afghanistan. However, the DGCA is yet to take a call on Taliban's request. Now, let me tell you about changes that will come into place from October 1st. Banks will change the auto debit payment rules as part of the new security features mandated by the Reserve Bank of India. The change in rules means that those who use the auto debit facility on their cards for recurring payments are likely to see transactions fail from October 1st. So, users will either have to manually make one-time payment every month or use net banking portal to set up auto pay. From October 1st, pensioners who are 80 years old or above will have the option to submit their digital life certificates at Jeevan Praman centers of respective head post offices in the country. Moreover, checkbooks of select banks, that is Oriental Bank of Commerce, Allahabad Bank and United Bank of India, will become invalid. Also, according to the Securities and Exchange Board of India, junior employees working with the asset management companies will now have to invest 10% of their gross salary in mutual funds that they manage. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. For more updates, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.